We're going to put this around the base of the tree after we finish to keep the water and the soil moist.
Andrew Giorizzo is a landscape architect in Niagara Falls, but some might call him a modern-day Johnny Appleseed because of the way he shares his love of nature with others.
You learn a lot in your career, in your life, in your profession about the thing you love to do. And sharing it with young people gives it added value.
On his day off, Giorizzo can be found volunteering his time to teach others his green thumb skills. On the day we caught up with him, he was working with a group of children from the Boys and Girls Club of Niagara Falls.
Trees are long-term. They start out as an acorn, as a seed, and you grow it and it becomes something.
Giorizzo brought his shovels, wheelbarrow, and other materials to Hyde Park for a day of tree planting with more than a half dozen kids.
So some people say the tree becomes your friend, and in a way it does. I like to share with that tree a bit of my life, and that tree shares a bit of its life with me. And it represents anywhere from 20 to 50 to 100 to 200 years of time. How many living things can do that?
His efforts are part of his volunteer work with the Niagara Falls Beautification Commission.
These trees were about 18 to 24 inches tall when we planted them, and now they're about anywhere from 12 to about 20 feet tall. The folks on the one side love them, and when you enter the city, you're greeted with a nice row of evergreen trees.
Diane Quarantello of the Niagara Falls Boys and Girls Club says Giorizzo has been phenomenal with the kids, noting he really goes the extra mile to pass along his respect for nature.
We have a lot of inner city children who come out to the tree nursery, never planted a tree before in their lives or even know what to do. I was helping little Joey, and he wants to plant a tree next to his house. And Andy said he'll get him a tree and they'll be able to plant a tree right next to his home.
Giorizzo's efforts are enhancing the landscape in Niagara Falls, and his hope is to instill his love for all things green in some of the young people he works with.
Because the work is never done. You need people to carry on your good efforts and your level of inspiration, and you hope some young person catches on to that. And when they do, you have an ally. You have one more soldier in the cause.
For WBFO News, I'm Cheryl Hagan.